I've heard very negative results about spine surgery, that is, the recovery may take years, or one may be bedridden for months, and worse, one may get paralyzed. Is the Gorilla system of surgery safe? What are the complications and what are the risks involved? Gorilla system of surgery essentially is done under local anesthesia, so all the complications related to anesthesia are not there. Our surgery does not cause paralysis of the nerve. The stories about paralysis and the patient being bedridden for multiple times or for a long time or for years together were present in the past, where the decision making was faulty and the technique was not as refined as it is today. The complications of Gorilla system are commonly seen to be three. One is there could be an infection at the site of surgery, what is called a sepsis at the site of surgery. In our hands, it is zero, but in the initial part of evolution of our surgery, during our learning curve, it was close to 1%. The second complication is we can have a lot of irritation of the nerve because the space in which we work is so small that many times the surface of the nerve is rubbed. This rubbing of the nerve can give rise to severe burning in the leg, which may substitute the painful area. That is, after the surgery, the pain is gone, but the area may become very, very sensitive to touch and may give rise to burning. This is called a dysesthesia, and this can be relieved on its own or can be relieved nowadays with the medications called as gabapentin or similar class of medicines. In very, very elderly patients, the patient may get some oozing, that is, collection of some blood, giving rise to some difficulty in walking, which again is a self-resolving problem. And the incidence has been 1 in 10,000 or 2 in 10,000. The incidence of infection, as was mentioned, now is zero in my hands, but used to be about 1%. And the incidence of dysesthesia is again about 1 to 2%. There are around 3 to 5% patients where, in spite of doing proper surgery, following the best possible traditions and the principles of surgery, the patients may still continue to complain of pain. This is because of some other problems like psychological problems, and of course, there could be inadequate surgery in certain patients. In short, Gorilla system surgery is not life-threatening. It does not cause any paralysis of the nerves, and you can be functional and back to work as before.